G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy. In this episode of Left After Breakfast, I'm going to look at some blockades and the music associated with those blockades. Since the 1970s, blockades have emerged as a significant form of protest in Australia, reflecting a growing public dissatisfaction with environmentally damaging activities. These blockades are often characterised by obstructive direct action. Direct action aimed at halting activities like mining and logging that threaten biodiversity and local ecosystems. Some notable examples of blockades include protests against uranium mining and gas development, which have mobilised communities and activists alike to take a stand against threats to their environment. By employing tactics which disrupt operations, protesters aim not only to halt specific protests, but also to raise broader awareness about environmental issues. The historical context of blockades in Australia reveals their evolution as a response to both national policies and global environmental concerns. From those early campaigns against logging in Tasmania's forests, to more recent protests against coal seam gas extraction, these actions represent a critical intersection of environmental advocacy and community activism. The strategic use of protest camps has been instrumental in sustaining these movements, allowing participants to engage continuously with both the public and the media. This sustained visibility is crucial for galvanising support. In 1972, the Tasmanian government gave the Hydroelectric Commission of Tasmania permission to build dams on both the Serpentine and the Huon rivers. This damming flooded the natural basin of Lake Pedder and led to extensive environmental damage. Environmental groups protested and lobbied politicians to stop the dams from being built, but were not successful. However, the Tasmanian Wilderness Society was formed by these activists, and this society campaigned against deforestation, mining, and road building in wilderness areas. Then, in 1978, the Hydroelectric Commission proposed that another dam be built, this time on the Gordon River. This dam would flood the nearby Franklin and the wilderness around it. So environmental groups, including the Wilderness Society, lobbied to protect the environment and stop the dam. They argued the new dam would destroy the habitat of endangered species as well as important First Nations rock art. In 1980, about 10,000 people marched through the streets of Hobart protesting against the proposed dam. Oh, I remember it well, listener. In early 1982, the newly elected Tasmanian Liberal Party decided to go ahead with the dam. The campaign to save the Franklin grew during 1982. Members of the Wilderness Society travelled around Australia to raise public awareness. And then in December, the Wilderness Society, with Bob Brown, led a blockade of the Franklin River, which lasted until March 1983. During this blockade, protesters stopped the Hydroelectric Commission and its workers from entering the dam worksite. About 2,500 people took part in the blockade, and about 1,400 of those people were arrested and some sent to jail, including Bob Brown. At the same time, the wilderness area around the Franklin River was listed as a protected UNESCO World Heritage Site. But the Australian government still refused to step in and stop the Tasmanian government from building the dam. when the Tasmanian government refused to stop work, the Australian government took the case to the High Court and won, forcing the Tasmanian government to abandon the Franklin Dam project. Now, that campaign to save the Franklin River led to a much greater awareness of environmental issues throughout Australia and helped bring environmental activists together to create political parties. The Franklin River blockade became iconic in Australian history, stopping the damming of the river and bringing footage of rugged forests and civil disobedience into our lounge rooms. Here, members of Gowanna, and they're playing as the Franklin Gordon River Ensemble, soundtrack the blockade with the sing-along anthem, Let the Franklin Flow.
Oh, Tasmania, the hardest heart would understand, just to feel your wilderness, your silence sings to me. So let the Franklin flow, let the wildland be, the wilderness should be strong and free. From Kunakina to the southwest shore, has to be something worth fighting for. Velvet forests and we scar the land, has to be something worth fighting for. Voices crying in the wilderness, saying this is something worth fighting for. Let the Franklin flow, let the wildlands be, the wilderness should be strong and free. From Kunakina to the southwest shore, has to be something worth fighting for. Just to feel your wilderness, your silence sings to me. So let the Franklin flow, let the wildlands be, the wilderness should be strong and free. From Kunakina to the southwest shore, has to be something worth fighting for. Let the Franklin flow, let the wildlands be, the wilderness should be strong and free.
Protests against wood chipping represent a significant aspect of the broader environmental movement. They not only highlight ecological concerns, but also reflect deeper societal values regarding land use and conservation. Forests blockades popped up all over the country and included a subculture of forest ferals, a group of people roaming around the countryside, disrupting logging and perfecting lock-on and tree-sitting techniques. This caused the issue of logging native forests to enter the mainstream. This is country singer John Williamson's classic track, Rip Rip Woodchip.
What am I gonna do? What about the future? Gotta draw the line without delay. Why shouldn't I get emotional? The bush is sacred. Ancient life will fade away. Over the hill I go, killing another mountain. Gotta fill the quota, can't go slow. Huge machinery wiping out the scenery. One big swipe like a shearer's blow. Rip, rip, woodchip, turn it into paper. Throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Chainsaw, ice or more decay. Remember the axemen knew their timber. Cared about the way they brought it down. Cross-cut black butt, tallow, wood and cedar. Build another bungalow, pioneer town. I am the bush and I am koala. We are one, go hand in hand. I am the bush like Banjo and Henry. It's in my blood, gonna make a stand. Rip, rip, woodchip, turn it into paper. Throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Chainsaw, ice or more decay. Turn it into paper, throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Chainsaw, ice or more decay. Rip, rip, woodchip, turn it into paper, throw it in the bin, don't understand. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Stirs my blood, gonna make a stand. Rip, rip, woodchip, turn it into paper.
The Jabiluka uranium mine has been at the centre of significant protest and controversy, particularly amongst the indigenous communities. The site is located within the traditional lands of the Mirarr people, who have long opposed mining activities on their sacred territory. The conflict around Jabiluka epitomised broader issues related to indigenous land rights and environmental justice, and it reflects a persistent struggle against government-sanctioned exploitation of natural resources. Protests and blockades erupted notably in the late 1990s when plans to develop the mine were announced, galvanising both local and international support for the Mirarr people's cause. Indigenous opposition to uranium mining is rooted deeply in cultural beliefs that regard land as sacred. The Mirarr people view their connection to the land not merely as ownership, but as a vital aspect of their identity and spirituality. Well, this contrasts, of course, with corporate interests which prioritise economic benefits over cultural values. For instance, despite widespread protests and legal challenges from Aboriginal groups, decisions made by corporate authorities have historically favoured resource extraction initiatives like those at Jabiluka. The protests at Jabiluka highlighted a growing consciousness regarding environmental stewardship among Indigenous peoples worldwide. As seen in similar movements across various regions, including Mount Taylor in New Mexico, there's an increasing knowledge that ecological preservation aligns closely with respecting Indigenous rights. Consequently, these protests not only serve as a platform for advocating for specific land rights, but also contribute to a broader discourse on sustainable practices that honour both cultural heritage and ecological integrity.
Riding horses of steel, dig a hole, another piece of land they steal. They don't care about a people, they don't care for sacred land. They show no mercy. Get out, get out of Jabaluka. Get out, 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 get out. Spirits cry. Tell me, do you sleep at night? When you know, oh yeah, you know, this ain't right. So why do we tell our children when this country is back on? Yeah, you sold your uranium, made that bomb. Get out, get out, get out of Jabaluka. 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 Get out, get out, get out of Jabaluka.
Starting in 2012, for a few years, the campaign against coal seam gas brought blockading back to where it all began. But up in northern New South Wales, things were a little bit different this time. What had once been a few forest ferals in the forest was this time a large camp on private property, with farmers and environmentalists joining forces. The region had changed too. Decades of alternative culture in the area meant the Bentley blockade had a distinct hippie vibe. Now the song that's associated with this campaign is Luke Vassallo's Gently Bentley. And I tell you, it's got to be the cheesiest song ever written. But it does represent the blockade from which it came. The song was intended basically as a prayer for peace, a mantra for unity and goodwill. It was an appeal to the government to be true to the national anthem and Advance Australia Fair. Gently Bentley is a simple, repetitive song with a clear melody that could be sung in around, in the dark, in the rain, in the mud, without instruments if need be. And it was.
Let's walk gently on the hallowed ground at Bentley. Let's stand arm in arm for our neighbor's farm. Advance Australia fair.
Advance Australia fair.
Her land, her water and air.
Her land, her water and air.
For a change to come.
For a change to come.
A future for everyone.
Future for everyone.
Yes, we walk gently.
Walk
on the hallowed ground at Bentley.
On hallowed ground at Bentley.
Yes, we shared our peace.
Yes, we shared our peace.
With the New South Wales Police.
The New South Wales Police.
Advance Australia fair.
Great moment for democracy. This will resound around the planet.
So strengthening.
Tour de France Night is a Category 4 social movement.
Memory is the enemy of tyranny and destructiveness. Memory. We remember the bonds of community.
It's been a struggle for many years for many people.
We remember the natural environment. The Bentley blockade is the Eureka stockade of our era.
We are the people of the Northern Rivers.
We are so proud to be part of this community.
Divide and conquer tactics don't work anymore.
Let's walk gently. Let's walk gently.
On the hallowed ground at Bentley.
On the hallowed ground at Bentley.
We're one lot.
Let's stand on and on. For our neighbours far. Advance Australia fair.
Just a phenomenal show this week.
It's not just about Bentley, it's not just about the Northern Rivers.
For a change to come. A future for everyone.
We have to take our hat off to you.
I feel totally despairing and alone. I can say that some of the best experiences in my 67 years of life have been here.
Amazing thing to see.
As we have gathered in this place, we come with a sense of purpose. And we ask you to give us courage and resolve, perseverance and strength.
Thank you, sir.
We must give thanks to those early blockaders down in Tasmania. And don't forget the Forest Ferals, who really brought media attention and spread the message much further than we could ever have hoped. Climate change is an issue too, and that's brought blockading techniques into the city as the front line moves from logging to our whole society. I should leave you with a song from the popular rapper Alladay and the pop stars the Veronicas. And they're doing a Joni Mitchell cover. And it seems symbolic in a way of a transition in environmental thinking over the last 50 years.
With a pink hotel, a boutique and a swinging hot spot.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, ba ba ba. Ooh, ba ba ba.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum.
cause the Donnie stole the car. So all the cars bleed. So I went to the city, but I don't wanna breathe. Cause the smog in the air just makes me cough and wheeze. Going stir crazy like Milo. Highest trees until it drops me. Thought I had depression, but I just needed a coffee. And the Amazon's dying, but we got Amazon Prime. Too busy to be angry, so they carry online. Well, there's a plastic island in our ocean that I heard about. We gotta turn around the shit before it burns us out. We focus on our differences, but we should kill the billionaires. Invest in local businesses, grow potato spinaches. Might need my hair checked, might need my copy. I grew up on some poison, they called it my copy. I guess you don't know what you got till it's packing. And it speeds down a road in a big yellow taxi.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. You paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.